Erzurum, Turkey, there is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in the United Kingdom. There is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in the Isles of the United Kingdom. There is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in Ireland. There is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in Scotland. There is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in England. There is a massive move of the Holy Spirit in London. There is a sweeping of the Holy Spirit all over the United Kingdom, all over the territory of His Majesty, King Charles. The Holy Spirit is moving. But those who live in the United Kingdom, do they know that the Holy Spirit is moving in the United Kingdom? Are they aware that there is a river which the Almighty God has unleashed upon the United Kingdom? Or they are fascinated with an endless pursuit for the money which they found there, the money which they are going to leave behind, the money which was used to sell Jesus Christ, the money which was used to betray Jesus Christ, the 30 pieces of silver. We are not saying money is not important, but money is nothing when compared to the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Right now, in the Isles of the United Kingdom, in Ireland, Scotland, in England, at Wales, are they aware that the Holy Spirit is moving? When they are resting in their living rooms, are they aware that in addition to the natural wind, there is a giant force, a wind of the Holy Spirit, the east wind of the Holy Spirit, that is blowing over the United Kingdom to revive churches? For many decades, it's Islam which has been expanding in the United Kingdom. But there are people who have been seeking God in the UK. There are people who have been seeking God in the territories of the United Kingdom. And God is rewarding those people, those men and women, who have spent many a night on bended knee, who have spent many a night sleeping on their tummies, seeking God to move. And the Spirit of God is saying, what you are seeing in different parts of the United Kingdom, it is only the beginning. Hear a spark, hear a spark. But God is saying, I am stirring the pot in the United Kingdom. And I'm going to move like never before. I will show the glory of my kingdom within the kingdom of man. Within the kingdom of this man, I am going to show forth my glory, says the Spirit of the living God. Until souls are being harvested, and there is an onward march of the Church of Jesus Christ, which has been in decline for decades in the United Kingdom. And until that revival spreads to the United States of America, to Canada, and to mainland Europe, says the Spirit of the living God. But the question is, are they aware that the Spirit of Yahweh is moving? That God is blowing in the United Kingdom. That God is reshuffling things. And that God is also shaking and stirring the kingdom to birth a new thing, even at such a time as this one. That God is raising men and women who are hungry for His presence. There are men and women who are thirsty for the presence of God in the lands of the United Kingdom. And God is saying your hunger and your thirst is being rewarded in this season. Are we able to decode His voice in this season? Are we able to hear Him? Are we able to see spiritual realities? Or our minds and our hearts, they've become so dull because of the pursuits of this life? What is occupying your heart? What is occupying your inner man? Today, the Holy Spirit is crying once more. Today, the Holy Spirit is groaning once more. He is saying, for how long will you pursue material things that I can easily give you if you were to seek the face of the Father. Because you are called not to seek his hands. You are called not to wrestle with his hands. You are called to behold him in the beauty of holiness, to behold his face. At such a time as this one, God is calling those who love his face more than they are longing for what he is holding in his hands. Those who are ready to behold his face. And as they behold his face, they are transformed. Their faces, their countenance, it gets transformed to the face of the Son, so that it can conform to the express appearance of God the Father. God is winning those who are his. Inasmuch as natural technologies are changing, God is unleashing technologies also in the spirit. Are you fascinated with what is happening in the natural? And you are not able to perceive the onward march of the kingdom of God in the supernatural. Inasmuch as technology in the natural is increasing at breakneck speed, there are technologies that God is releasing from the realms of the spirit. There are strategies. There is wisdom. There is revelation knowledge that God is releasing even in this season. And those who will tap into what God is releasing through the portal of heaven, they are going to win the lost in their thousands. They are going to win the lost in their tens of thousands. They are going to win the lost in their hundreds of thousands. They are going to win the lost in their millions. Because the Holy Spirit says the harvest, it is ripe. It was ripe a long time ago. It's just that your eyes, our eyes, had grown so dull because of where we were focused. The Holy Spirit is saying we must change our focus. We must train our hunger towards the presence of the Almighty God. As we train our hunger and our longing towards the presence of the Almighty God, God is raising in this season fire brands.
Thank you for watching. If you found this video helpful, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an update. See you in the next video.